start on the vehicle.
ET First Contact Radio indeed, with the latest galactic news. And tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Jeffrey.
No worries, Jeffrey is fine.
Yes, Jeffrey is fine. He's a Canadian world traveler, in fact. Yeah, you call yourself a world citizen, and that indeed is a very nice name to call yourself. I would like to call myself a galactic citizen. And welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Thank you very kindly. Wonderful to be here, and congratulations on this work that you're doing to help awaken humanity at this very important time.
I'm doing my very best, and since I'm on BBS station, things are really going sky high. I had a request from Sheldon Idle that I interview him, and that will take place on the 11th of April.
An interview to look forward to. For sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it will happen because he's going through a spiritual renaissance right now.
Indeed.
And yes, he is going through a kind of very intense time now, and he had a visit from Saint Germain. So,
we'll hold that for his highest good and for the highest good of all who are a part of his network and connected to humanity. That what he is going through will lift him to a new vibration, to a new service of life, to help move and manifest things a little bit more quickly, perhaps than what's happening now, if it's for the highest good of all.
I guess that's what will happen. Can you tell me about yourself? Do you have vision quests, or are you a medium at all? I mean, I saw that you have finished a master in the science of peace, if I'm correct.
Yes. Yeah, it's, it's to me, it feels like there's a lot right in just that one sentence, you know, to comment on as far as my background. Now, you ask if I'm a medium or a channeler of sorts. I'm consciously not aware of being a channeler, although I have had experiences where I may have written something or perhaps I may say something, and I'm not quite sure where the source of that information came from. I mean, it certainly comes from my higher self. My higher self may be connected to information and sources out and beyond. So wherever it's coming from, I'm grateful that it's there. And certainly to answer your question about the University for Peace, yes, I did a master's degree in peace education at the University for Peace. I won't go into a lot of detail about that. There have been some challenges with respect to the definition of peace that my work seeks to share and advocate, and the definition that the university seems to go on. So the important thing right now is to focus on the higher energies. Everything that is happening right now is for the highest good of our planet, for humanity, to move us all forward to a higher consciousness and indeed a greater relationship with our galactic family.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Can you tell me a bit more, or the listeners, a bit more about how you see that this year will evolve? Because you might be aware that we are in the universal cycle from the Mayan calendar, according to the theory of Dr. Kellerman from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this wonderful guy who died a few years ago, Ian Xiao Youngold. I watched all his lectures. Did you see them?
I am not actually aware of that name.
Del Langold, yes. He was a Native American, I think. And if you Google the Mayan calendar comes north, there is very detailed and wonderful and very clear information about the evolution of consciousness.
Wow. Well, every message that's coming out has within it its truths.
Yeah.
And truth actually is a very ambiguous word.
Oh, yes.
Because in the space of trying to communicate what exactly is quote unquote truth,
mm-hmm.
and what resonates with you in this moment of now would be your truth. There are some who say that there's three sides to truth. There's your truth, my truth, and then simply that which is.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
And Don Ruiz Miguel, in his book, The Fifth Agreement, kind of gave an example where he says, the item that we look at in English as being a chair or a tree, we can use a tree.
Yes.
We use the word tree, but in a different language, it's something else.
Exactly.
So to us, the word tree is our identity. It's our label. It's our truth for that particular piece of life. And for someone else, it's something else.
Yes.
But the tree does not know itself as a tree. It just simply is what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
if you describe an object, you can use words like size, shape, height, width, and but in a language, the way a word sounds is just a syntax. You know, it's the meaning to describe the meaning of what something is. But a tree just is.
Exactly. So the word that we use has a resonance to it. It has the energy that is the essence of what we call the tree. And in any other language, whatever that word is, I think carries the same resonance of what we perceive that object to be. At that point in time, humans begin to put in all their various judgments on that particular item. Is the tree beautiful? Is it not beautiful? Is it tall? Is it short? Does it have big leaves, small leaves? Is it red, white, whatever? So all these labels begin to shade our perceptions of what truth really is. In other words, that tree just simply is what it is before we put all of our judgments, our assumptions, our labels, and our identities upon it.
Yes, very interesting. The explanation you give us is very interesting because it makes me think about Professor Feuerstein from Israel, because I work with autistic children there. And he has a very interesting method. It's about learning potential. His center is called the International Center for the Enhancement of Learning Potential. And what you just did by describing this idea of the tree, that it's there with all its properties, all its, yeah, properties is the right word, I think. And after we start labeling it, Professor Feuerstein also uses a lot of labels, and he enhances the language and enhances the skills for namely autistic youngsters to enhance their learning abilities.
Right. Well, it might seem almost ironic that someone with a what we consider to be have clarity or a professional degree or certification to do this kind of work is attempting to teach these children, when I have the sensation that many of these children, they're already connected at a higher level, and anything that we try to teach them may not be entirely meaningful, but it has the potential of being reflected back to us. Yes. They already possess at some level a higher and deeper connection, but we certainly have the potential to learn from them if we're open and willing to do so.
I completely agree with you, because I think those autistic youngsters or starseeds or indigos, they have a very high knowledge, and I think in a later stadium before 2012, we will learn from them when we will become all telepathic. Do you think we'll become telepathic?
That appears to be where we are evolving to. And this is a good time maybe to bring up this particular subject, since we have just talked about labels and identities from the spoken and written language.
Right.
But what is it that we can evolve towards? As we begin to perceive a higher, deeper connection to the energy that is what my work calls life capitalized, we begin to realize that there are innate gifts and abilities that are within us, and each individual, each soul will connect to his or her abilities according to his or her truth in that moment of now. So where one's consciousness level happens to be, and according to what his or her life path is meant to be at this point in time, certain gifts and abilities will reveal themselves or manifest themselves to assist this individual in fulfilling his or her truth or destiny for the remainder of what we are to experience.
Yes, the remains of the third dimension is how I see it. And what's your idea about the higher dimensions? How life will be, how life will look like after we have ascended? Because you know about ascension, I suppose.
Yes, I do. I am familiar with the term called ascension, and it's a challenging question, because many people are focused on a desire to perceive one outcome. And this is where things are beginning to get a little bit confusing with what we are currently experiencing in the world. Everyone appears to be looking for a catch-all solution to this idea of spirituality or this idea of ascension or this idea of awakening or this idea of truth. But in reality, we're in the process of separating ourselves from the kind of thinking that has been taught to humanity over these hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years. You know, the institutions that have been controlling humanity and the institutions of leadership, they've been trying to get everyone to think the same way in order to maintain their control over humanity. Mm-hmm. And what we're witnessing now is a break away from that kind of thinking to the point where we are trying to find the balance between thinking in terms of a collective in a three-dimensional human perspective, and thinking as an individual within the oneness perspective or the higher vibrational perspective that is life.
Yes, and this is much more attractive for me, indeed, and I think for many more people.
Yes, and the challenge is assisting those who are grasping right now, who are beginning their process of awakening, but are feeling very confused with the messages that are unfolding at this time. Not just necessarily messages about disclosure or the existence of our galactic family, but in everything. We're beginning to witness events unfolding at just an incredible rate right now. And even I have a hard time keeping up with it. And I would like to consider myself somewhat... I don't want to say advanced, because that's not the word, but I have dedicated more time recently to exploring and trying to be familiar with many other aspects of information. That doesn't make me any better or any worse.
I see what you're saying. Me, myself, as well, I try to read all the updates from Salusa and other channels like Sheldon Idle. I try to have as much as information as possible in order to understand and to feel where we are going to, where we're heading to.
Right. And as you connect with those particular messages, and there are a number of them out there, you will find parts of each message that will resonate with you in this moment of now. Another part of that message may not resonate with you in this moment of now, but next week, maybe it will.
Yes, that's right.
So it depends where you are on your path, and this also is part of the ambiguity of the awakening process that's happening right now. So many people are offering what they believe to be very valid information, and from the perspective of the individual's truth coming from that individual, yes, it is very valuable information because that individual is honoring his or her truth. Is all of this information being offered as a perspective, or is it being offered as a catch-all solution to people? And it's been my observation that many people, although very well-intentioned, are perhaps offering this information with a desire to manifest and create money without maybe fully paying attention to whether or not a receiving individual needs a certain piece of information. In other words, they're looking to sell their book, they're looking to sell their workshops, yes. And people will come and they will, 25%, 50% of the people will walk away saying, oh, wow, this changed my life. I'm going to go recommend this book to someone else. And they go and they buy the book and they go and give it and say, here, read this. It'll change your life. And that individual reads it and says, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone has become rich on attempting to sell a message. And although, I cannot judge that as right or wrong, it's just simply what it is. But part of the work I do is to offer perspectives. And my perspective is that individuals can be guided towards finding what is relevant to their individual life path in each moment of now. And what I offer to individuals in that moment may be relevant. It may not be relevant. A year later, people will come back to me and say, wow, I get what you said now.
Yes. In the time frame of getting, when you get a message, when people get a message from you, they may not understand what it means. But in later, when they look back to certain experiences they have had, then they understand the message.
Yes. And that has been part of my personal healing. The revelation, as I've progressed through my life path, I've looked at my life path to try and piece together what it is that I'm supposed to be doing for this incarnation. And I believe I have an understanding of what it is, but I've had to be humbled in numerous different aspects of learning to communicate this work, because I've had to realize that I cannot shape people's opinions, beliefs, and values. I can only allow them to be exactly who they are and trust that when the time is right, whatever I've offered may have some meaning to him or her in a future moment. I cannot force anyone to accept anything. And if I am feeling resentment or anger towards that, then I have to look at myself because that's a reflection of me upon another person. And I'm learning that I don't have the right to do that.
I understand. And I think we are all mirrors from each other.
Exactly. All these angels have been mirroring back to me what I've needed to learn about myself.
Yes. Yeah.
So I am very grateful for what all of those angels reveal to me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Jeffrey. Could you tell us a bit about your immediate plans for the coming months or what you're about to, where you'll have lectures?
Well, at the moment, I don't have any lectures at the moment lined up. I am currently based in Costa Rica. I'm considering myself in service to a few friends down here as I try to create or as I do create what is to happen next in my life path. The universe has brought me in connection with you an opportunity to help you with your work and perhaps in the process through this interview, it may allow me to connect with others around the world to open up doors, to create opportunities to share more. The time I've been going through has been a time of reflection for me to reevaluate exactly what it is I'm communicating. I recently had a presentation at the University for Peace. Where it's going to go in the future, that is really a tough question. I mean, you asked a few moments ago what I see happening in the near future, and it's a little bit tough to answer that question because
it's interrelated, probably.
Well, it's just that you mentioned multidimensional possibilities.
Yes, exactly.
And so in the space of what it is we are trying to create for the future, there are those who have an awareness of multidimensionals, of multidimensions.
Yes.
There are those who have had experience with multidimensions. There are those who know absolutely nothing about it, but believe in it. I may be kind of in that category. And then there are those who have no knowledge of it, but have no belief in it.
Yes.
So to offer a perspective of what the future could be, am I influencing someone else's potential life path or karma by planting a seed? Indeed, that's what we all do. I mean, the energy of our words, our thoughts, and our actions really are a creation, and those energies go out and affect all the energies around us. So indeed, we want to assist the manifestation of a new reality, and a new higher vibrational reality.
Yes.
And each soul is going to be called over the coming months to evaluate his or her place within these energies. And if you recall, as a child or even as an adult, certain experiences where you were a part of a group, maybe a religion, maybe something else, and all of a sudden something changed within you. You can't identify it, but you all of a sudden no longer resonate with that belief, that group, or that individual. And you're not sure where it's coming from, but just something within you is saying, this doesn't quite feel like me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, a choice comes up. And the individual has a choice to either honor his or her truth and change his or her interaction with that individual or that group or that belief. Or they can choose to stay within that paradigm or that belief or that relationship with the individual and continue to feel lower vibrations and negativity within. And some people will say, well, I have to stay in this group or in this relationship, or I have to stay in this job because I need the money. I have to pay my bills. And that's honorable. That's a great choice. I'm not saying it's a bad choice, but I am asking, can you live with that choice? And at that point in time, if you are truly not listening to your higher self and not honoring your higher self, you're bringing negative energies into you and keeping yourself at a level that may be keeping you back from experiencing so much more of what is happening at this time.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Jeffrey. And while I was listening to you, I was thinking about another question. Where we are heading to is in, well, I'm quite convinced, a multi-dimensional reality. And when I was asking you about how you see your personal future or the global future, maybe we both cannot answer. I think very little people can answer this question because the answer will be multidimensional.
Right. I can offer a perspective on how I feel my particular truth may unfold or will unfold for the coming future. That may or may not be the same for another. So another who's a bit more materialistic in his or her thinking may find that he or she is drawn to certain events that are a bit more, that individual may participate in natural events to facilitate a change in his or her perception. I want to be really careful about how I word that because some people interpret that as fear-mongering, and this is part of the creation element, you know, what it is that an individual wants to create for his or her future. The Earth is going through a cleansing process, a changing process, and an evolutionary process. Mm-hmm. And in the in that space, there are certain energies that will no longer be able to reside within the energy that is the Earth.
Yes.
So an individual that is at a lower vibration may find him or herself being completely filled with fear mm-hmm. at the changes that are happening right now. And as a result, this soul may choose to be involved in an earthquake or a tsunami or a flood or whatever in order to leave the physical incarnation and proceed elsewhere for another three-dimensional learning experience. There is no right or wrong in terms of a soul growth.
No, and there is no death because...
Exactly.
I'm 100% convinced that there's an ongoing continuation of your soul energy.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. And that soul will go on to another learning experience that resonates at the energetic level that soul is at in this moment of now. Some souls are consciously choosing not to move up to the higher vibration because they still have other things that they wish to learn.
Yes, that's so, yeah.
And that's to be honored. So, you know, those that have passed away recently in Japan, many of them have chosen to finish up their life contracts or their soul contract for this lifetime. There are certain messages from the galactics that indicate that they have been received in the higher vibrations with love and they're being guided towards finding their healing and their reconnection to the light.
I have read it as well, yes.
So those of us that are choosing to do everything possible to live in a higher vibration, as we take more and more steps forward and find ourselves being more courageous and feeling more empowered in our choice to honor life and honor our truth, other doors begin to open up. Yeah. And when you ask for me, what do I see my life path being? You know, my choice to connect with you, your choice to connect with me, our choice to work together, I feel and I am creating that this will, in a way, open a door for me to also be in greater service to life, but to help you also be in greater service to life.
Yeah, that's clear. Yes.
So what we create in the future will be a higher vibration. I'm talking to myself now. Is there a vibration?
Is it going well right now?
Oh, I'm hearing myself talk back to me. So there, it appears that there's a vibration. I'm not sure if you're hearing. Okay.
I try to fix it. Just a second.
I think it's gone now.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we're back to normal now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I see myself personally in my life path in this moment of now moving towards a more galactic civilization. I perceive our bodies are evolving to a higher vibration, what some people call a crystalline body.
Yes, I've heard
it. And this could explain a lot of the changes that people are feeling within their bodies. There are several people who write about ascension symptoms. Karen Bishop is one of them.
Yes.
And there are there's a whole list of different symptoms that the physical bodies are going through. If you're feeling aches and pains in certain parts of your body, if you're unable to sleep, if you're feeling nausea, irritability, boy, that's one I've been feeling. I went through a phase where I just felt irritable. and I knew where it was coming from, but I couldn't really identify it. But I knew that something was changing within me. And that's part of releasing the energies that we have trapped within our bodies. Unfortunately, a lot of people are interpreting these energies as being illnesses or diseases, and they're going to their doctors and they're getting medications, prescriptions, vaccinations, and everything else, and that is not helping their bodies at all. In fact, it's doing more harm to their bodies. You know, giving in to the medical establishment of vaccinations and pharmaceutical drugs and everything.
Yeah, this is not helping the ascension process. It's kind of blocking the ascension process.
And that is probably your segue into the groups that have been controlling humanity. So yes, there have been attempts by groups upon Earth or within Gaia that are attempting to stop humanity from this process of awakening. And they are doing this in a number of different ways. There's information out there about chemtrails, genetically modified foods, fluoride in the water, vaccinations, pharmaceutical drugs, oil spills in the Gulf, you name it. There's a plethora of different things taking place right now that are trying to numb the human senses from awakening.
Yes, but on the other hand, Jeffrey, the Galactics are working behind the scenes in order to get the Earth allies into the transitional governments. Maybe you know about the transitional governments, because they have to be in place in order to have to make the announcement of disclosure, because I think that the current governments worldwide will not do it.
That is correct, yes, to varying degrees. We're witnessing a number of different changes, and I should clarify that the Galactics, for those listening who may not be quite familiar with this, there is the universal laws that the Galactics follow, and one of them has been a law of non-interference. And this creates confusion, especially among some people that have spoken with me. They would say, well, they are interfering. And I have to come back and clarify, yes, but there has been a change in the condition. Up until now, the dark cabal, as I call them, mm-hmm. they have been allowed free will to exercise their control over Gaia and over humanity. And it has required humans or humanity to begin waking up in order to reclaim their own desire to exert their free will. And as long as we have been giving away our power to their control, we have also given away our free will. What many people have not yet come to grips with is that Gaia is a living, sentient being.
Mm-hmm.
And in the space of what the dark cabal has done, and in the space of what humanity has allowed them to do, Gaia came to a point where she could no longer sustain herself, and there was not enough energy from humanity to sustain her awakening. So she sent a message out into the cosmos, into the galaxies, asking for help. And the galactic families that are currently around Earth are here to assist Gaia. I have to me, it's important to say that. They are not here to help humanity, but I'll explain that in a moment. They are and they are not. Their first mission is to help Gaia move up to a higher vibration. So in this sense, divine free will has now changed the playing table. In other words, the free will of the dark cabal is now being relegated to secondary status to the free will of Gaia. And as more and more of humanity continue their awakening, these energies continue to support Gaia, and the energies of our galactic family continue to support Gaia. And as more and more humans begin their process of awakening, then the galactic family can begin helping humanity. They will help those who are ready to help themselves and who are ready to move everything forward. So for you as an individual, having now chosen to do First Contact Radio, you are sending the message out to the universe, out to the galactics, saying, hey, I am in service to Gaia. I'm in service to humanity. I am also in service to myself. And this is how I want to help create the new reality. There are good and there are not so good within our galactic family. Our history has not been taught to us, has not been revealed to us completely the way it has happened. There are dark cabal entities of a non-Earth origin that have been influencing many governments around the world. This is beginning to collapse. The entities that are working with the light and on the good side, they cannot interfere with specific events unless they're allowed to. So they can interfere up to a certain point where it stops the actions of the cabal, but they cannot necessarily interfere with the karmic life paths of certain individuals. So that's why I believe the entire tsunami event in Japan could not be totally eliminated, because there were energies that needed to be released from the earth. There were souls that needed to participate in that event for their own karmic lessons and balancing. So around the world, and we're seeing a number of governments fall. As a Canadian, maybe it's good to note at this point in time that just recently, for the first time in history, a parliamentary leader has been found guilty of being in contempt of parliament. And this has never happened before. And these are the kinds of energies that are beginning to manifest around the world. The leaders that have subscribed to the controls of the dark cabal are finding themselves being stripped of their power and being guided away from having an influence on the masses. I don't know exactly what's going to happen as a result of this. I'm following the issue, but it's important, I feel, to note that we are witnessing the collapse of different governments around the world, and we will see little miracles beginning to manifest in terms of the new leadership and how they will bring the issue of disclosure to the forefront so that the planet can receive the energies it needs to clean, the technologies it needs to clean, and to restore sovereignty and a rightful place for humans around the world.
Well, that's very beautiful put, Jeffrey. Very well said, very well used words. I mean, you are very well able to describe in detail in a kind of progressional way how events will evolve and how you see things. It's beautiful what you said, and I must say that I completely resonate with what you are saying. So
I'll thank my spirit helpers for that one. I think they were probably speaking through me on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I could have done that on my own or not.
Anyway, I also see that within the next few months, we can expect some very, very nice surprises.
I'm certainly creating that. The perception, again, depends upon where one's energies are. For you and me, we could witness the collapse of something, and we might say, yay, that's great, it's about time, bring it on, but someone else will be in a sheer state of panic because of that collapse.
What we've been waiting for, that means that when the old collapses, people like you and me, and others, many other light workers, we have then to pick it up. We have then to pick up to be in service for others.
Correct. Yes, and that is part of the evolutionary growth. We learn who we are through the experiences of who we are not. We learn what love is through the experiences of what love is not. We learn what light is through the experiences of that which is not light. So each soul helps other souls around it to expand merely by that interaction. So I get the opportunity to learn more about what the light is when I am faced with people who are not the light, and I have the choice in that moment of now to either be an example of light, or I can choose to fall back into energies of negativity. We're witnessing both right now in the world. Some good examples: the people of Egypt, who right. rose up and managed to remove their leader mostly with peaceful resistance.
Yeah, that's the energy, that's the consciousness right now.
That's the consciousness, and that's the example, yes, that the Egyptians brought. It is possible to influence and bring change to a leadership with peaceful resistance if the energies are backing behind it, and that is one very high example. The people of Japan are showing the samurai spirit of survival, compassion, and assistance by certainly going out and helping each other. They're not stealing from each other. They're not looting the stores. They're rising up and they're showing how you can survive as a group by working together and feeding the collective energy in service and love.
Yes.
And this is another example. And those are large scale examples. But on a day-to-day basis, we're missing all of those wonderful people who are making the smaller choices. And we tend to put a lot of focus on the larger issues, and we often tend to think that just because one individual is making a choice in a city around the world, is that person's truth less important? No, it is not. In some ways, that person's individual truth may be more important, because the more people who can fulfill their individual truths, the better the chances are of a larger collective truth manifesting and unfolding.
Yes, and I think that's really bearing fruit right now.
So, yes. So I know several people have come up to me and they say, well, I'm not doing anything that's as important as you. And I'm saying, well, what makes you think that what I'm doing is important? It's important to me because this is who I am. This is what I am offering. You're working at, I could use my sister as an example.
Yes.
She's a beautiful soul. She felt her truth was to simply be at home and raise her children. And she had no desire really to go out and travel the world. Me, I felt a need to go out and travel the world to have a lot of experiences, to connect with many people around the world. And I've been blessed to have that. She has been blessed in having everything that she has. Would she want the kind of life that I have? Probably not. And would I want the kind of life that she has? Well, I haven't been drawn to that. Mm-hmm. So I've felt drawn to something else. But the world would not be a better place without people like her making that kind of commitment. So yeah. her truth is equally as valid as mine. Mine is just different. It has a different scope to it. But it is no more important, it is no less important than the individual on the street.
Mm. We all are playing a part in putting the puzzle together. We are working all pieces of the greater collective.
Yes, absolutely. And as those energies begin to flow outwardly, we begin to realize the deeper impact of our energetic connection to each other. And we begin to realize just exactly how our energies have an impact on those around us. And whatever we are feeling in a particular moment, we find that something is being mirrored back to us about what we are feeling in that moment. Am I feeling anger? Am I feeling sadness? Am I feeling joy? Am I feeling light? Am I feeling compassion? Am I feeling forgiveness? What I am choosing to bring into my world in this moment becomes a reflection of the reality that is around me. And more people are starting to connect to that. And yes, it's taken some courage.
I've seen it around me, I must tell you. And me, myself, of course. I'm very happy with your insights that you're sharing with us, and it's really very uplifting what you're saying, Jeffrey.
Thank you. I'm a part of you, you're a part of me, so
<In luck>.
We're all part of each other, so whatever's coming out of me is probably a reflection of what the consciousness level is of all the listeners right now.
Yes. You know, Mayans say in Lakesh, it means I am another you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the emphasis of your program is on first contact. So, you know, certainly we want to try and keep the essence of the first contact message.
Yeah.
For many who are listening, we have to figure out a way to get people to that space where they can be open to first contact. And this is partly what the kind of work I'm taking on, A Green Print for Life. It's a very broad range kind of work. And at one level, it offers a whole new definition for the word peace. In fact, it offers a definition for the word peace, because my research has found in my master's degree that there really isn't a definition for this word peace. So to begin that process, each individual is going to be called to grow and move forward at a level that will help him or her awaken. And in the space of what's happening right now in the world, some people need to learn what is not working in the world in order to begin their transition towards becoming a galactic individual or towards awakening to a galactic civilization. For people like you and me, for those who are at a different level of enlightenment, if you want to call it that, they don't need quite the same level of information. Like, you and I might already know that the system is corrupt, that the banking system is a lie and a fraud, that the legal system is a lie and a fraud, and that they are being manipulated and controlled by a group of people, elitists. Mm-hmm. We might already know that, others may not. So how can we facilitate this bridge towards becoming a galactic citizen? And there are wonderful souls all over the world doing extremely beneficial work. That work is very niche-oriented. In other words, it's focused on one particular aspect of growth. Body healing being one, light healing being another, sound healing being another, or something else. So everyone focuses on their particular gift and truth. Part of what my work seeks to do is connect at the broader range to offer perspectives on a wide range of information and sources that will touch each soul according to what his or her needs are in that moment of now.
Beautiful. And I think that I would like to ask you another question, Jeffrey, because we still have about 10 minutes before we have to stop. So could you elaborate on first contact and disclosure, because this is really where the program is about, and I have the impression that you have a lot of knowledge about it. So could you share what you know about disclosure and first contact?
Well, what I know, or at least what I think I know, has come from a number of different sources. Unlike a lot of people, I have not actually had a conscious contact experience yet. I do feel that I have been contacted at subconscious levels. I just have not yet consciously remembered those experiences. I'm of the belief that our galactic family is there. They are ready to be in assistance to humanity at this time. We simply have to make the choice to honor ourselves, which means honor our truth, while honoring the truths of others, honoring the truth of Gaia, and in the very near future, honoring our relationships with our galactic family.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering how you see, because of your research that you did on these, because I had an idea, and I'm curious how you see this. It's that right now the dark cabal, let's say the powers that be, are trying to divide us with races and religions. But I think that as soon as disclosure happens, or first contact after that happens, we know that we are one race on one planet, and we are one with the whole universe, because we will meet galactics who are human and not human from planets, and we will know that we are one, and there will be instant peace.
Correct. At a very scientific level, science has already proven that we are all one. Everything that exists in physical form consists, well, even physical and non-physical form, consists of three primary elements of creation: nitrogen, hydrogen, and water.
Right.
Everything that is physical consists of hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon. That is really the only difference. Greg Braden wrote a great book called The God Code, and he kind of emphasized how God's name appears within the human DNA and how we are linked to hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon.
What's the name of that author?
Greg Braden.
Oh yeah, Greg Braden. Yes, I heard about him. Yes.
So he's one of the authors that I have looked at for some of the scientific backing as to how we are one. And as everything expands, of course, it makes sense to me. It may not make sense to others that we have that same connection with a physicality and non-physicality beyond Earth. So we are very intimately connected to those energies as well. And James Redfield, who wrote The Celestine Prophecy, talked about the interactions of energies between people and how the conflict for human energy is the root for all conflict in the world. That is something that makes sense to me. As we connect to our energetic relationship to each other, as we begin to see that we really are one, then my choices begin to change because I no longer want to hurt someone else because I know that if I hurt someone else, I'm hurting me.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
And as we begin to carry that evolution even further, we're beginning to expand not only to a oneness consciousness globally, but we're on the verge of breaking that global consciousness into a oneness of a galactic proportion consciousness.
Beautiful, yeah.
So preparing people to get there, what will happen? Let's see. If I'm to offer my perspective, and I am by no means offering these as a specialist. I offer perspectives, but I do not speak from the perspective of being a specialist or having what some people call professional knowledge. There are people around the world who have started wonderful organizations for disclosure. Stephen Greer has a group called the Disclosure Project.
Yes, I
know. He has found over 400 people, maybe 500 now, from many of the different branches of government, secret service, and military who are bravely coming forward to offer information about what they have been involved in. There are technologies on Earth right now that have the potential to clean the planet and change our way of living. They have been hidden from us in order for the elitists to maintain their power and their control. This is now collapsing. Robert Dean, he is probably one of the foremost quote-unquote experts on disclosure because he has apparently the highest security clearance known on the planet right now, cosmic clearance.
Yes, I heard about it, yeah. Robert.
So his clearance is very likely much higher than the president is. And a lot of people are under the impression that Obama does not want disclosure. My understanding is that he very much wants disclosure. He wants to reveal what's going on within the dark cabal. And the messages that I have received are that he is protected. You feel free to agree and disagree, those of you out who are listening. That's perfectly okay. I'm just relaying some of the sources that I have heard that he is protected. And I personally resonate to that. I feel that he is going to do something good.
Mm-hmm.
He's being manipulated right now. And the media is portraying him as being bad, and to me, that is almost a good sign, because any president who has been trying to break the elitist establishment has been portrayed as negative within the media.
Right.
So they're trying to turn public opinion against him because they are having trouble removing him from office.
Yes, I have heard somebody say that President Kennedy was murdered because he wanted to bring out secret truths about the Illuminati.
Among other things, yes.
Full disclosure.
Yes, that was one of the things he wanted to do. So, Obama has the privilege, apparently, of receiving divine and galactic protection right now.
Yes.
So this.
I agree with you.
Yes, and this is frustrating. The daylights out of it.
That's what I believe about it, but I resonate with Obama. When I tune into his energy, I feel a positive energy.
Yes. I'm still at a bit of a loss to explain why he does certain things, but at the same time, at another level, I almost know why he has to do some of these things. And it's part of the karmic cleansing and balancing. Certain people are going to have to go through what they need to go through in order to create the right condition for Obama to come forth and fulfill what some are claiming to be his destiny.
Yes, and I hope his destiny will be to bring out disclosure.
Rather than later.
Yes, Jeffrey, I must thank you very much for your wonderful explanation of how you see things and the work you do. Could you please share with us your website?
Sure, thank you. My website, my work is called A Green Print for Life, and you can do a search on the internet for that, A Green Print for Life. The website itself is just greenprintforlife.org, greenprintforlife.org. And I can be contacted through the webpage, or my email address is Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, at greenprintforlife.org. So it's an exciting time. We're witnessing, we're here in a very historic period of evolution. We didn't really get much time to go into, the Mayan stuff, but a lot of people haven't yet quite awoken to that, so maybe it was more important to focus on the current events aspects.
Yeah, so. It's a universal cycle happening. Anyway, you can always come back to the show, Jeffrey, whenever you
want. I would love to. No, thank you. Thank you very kindly, and blessed be for the work that you're doing, Martin.
You too, Jeffrey. Bless you, and bless your work, and bless all the listeners, what they are hearing from you, and I hope that this was a very uplifting interview, and me, myself, I like it very much.
Gratitude to our spiritual helpers who are above us helping with the work. Gratitude to our galactic family, and of course to our listeners also who are carrying the energies forward. Thank you all.
Namaste, Jeffrey.
Namaste, Martin.
In Lakesh.
Lakesh.